Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides the order of the day, and you've been voting away on Twitter for what we will be talking about. The number of topics in each of the categories, LFC, football, sport and random. It all comes down to you and what you decide, apart from when it doesn't, because obviously everyone that's here with me today has got a wild card that they can play at any point in the show. If they don't want to talk about what's won out in the public vote, they can play that wild card. Talk about anything else within reason. It's got to be one of the other topics, essentially. It's still quite limited, but it makes us all feel like we've got a sense of freedom, much like the democratic process in general. With me is Josh Sexton in the studio, Ian Salmon in his house, Joel Sanderson Murray in trendy Berlin, and Kev Walsh also in his own home. How are we all today?
All good.
Excellent. So what we like to hear? Well, let's dive straight in. And first up is LFC. And your options were Firmino last game, Milner future, and Trent player of the month. I always feel like the topics are written like how my mum writes texts. It's like, rather than what is Milner's future? Milner future, good result Liverpool is essentially the text that I'm getting. But everyone wanted to talk about Firmino's last game. Understandably, Kev, he's still yet to come back to full training. Klopp was saying at the Leicester press conference on Monday, it was about him and Naby. No, they're not in team training. Bobby looked nearly there, but not the weekend. Team training after the Leicester game, and Naby, no. So the question is, do we think we're going to see him against Villa on the weekend?
Yeah, 100%. He's definitely going to be there, especially after last night, isn't he? The rendition of the Bobby showing up on last night was fantastic. There's just no way for me, you know, can leave without like getting one last show in front of the club, and you just know he's going to do something good as well. So even if it's at a cameo towards the end, that might actually make it, do you know what I mean? Because remember when Hoopier's last game and Rafa was being dead weird and wanted to bring him on for the last minute and the whole cop sang for ages to get him on, and he ends up putting him on a little bit earlier. It'll probably end up being something like that, but it's a bit of a weird one on the weekend, isn't it? Because obviously you've got Milner's last game at Anfield as well. Keita, I don't think everyone knows how I feel about him, so we can just flush him down the Mersey. There's no problem with him. Just leave him without any fanfare. And poor Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well, going to be his last goal there at Anfield, isn't it? But yeah, for Bobby, it's going to be a mad one, really, isn't it? Because everyone loves him. He's got the best song in the whole world, so it's going to go off on Saturday, definitely.